This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
All right, thanks for being here this afternoon. We're going to take kind of an in-depth look at NeighborWorks Umpqua because we have the outgoing interim CEO and the incoming new CEO, why is that hard to say, of the organization in here today, Betty Tam and Erica Mills. Thanks to both of you for coming in.
Thanks for inviting us.
Betty, let's go back to the beginning and why don't you explain what NeighborWorks Umpqua is all about.
Well, NeighborWorks Umpqua is originally about building affordable housing, housing that any family can afford, or individuals, special needs housing. We've built housing for homeless veterans. We've built housing for survivors of domestic violence, for different physical and special needs. But then we've moved from just housing into economic development and ways for families to better support themselves. You know, having a roof over your head is great, but you also need to be able to keep your family fed and your roof safe. So it makes sense to pair that with economic development. We've grown quite a bit in that direction since I started. I started in 96. I was there for almost 20 years.
And when you started, had the organization already begun, or were you part of starting it?
No, the organization was there, but there were just two employees, and they'd built one housing complex and had another one on the way. And so, yeah, I started, and it slowly built, slowly expanded. When I left, there were over 60 employees.
Wow. And when you began, where were your offices located?
Down on Cass Avenue, down kind of near the Grand Hotel. And then a couple years later, we moved into a little house on Kane Street where we had got up to about 8 or 10 employees. And then we moved down Kane Street a little ways into an old Premier West, now Banner Bank building. We're still there.
Wow. And when you said that there were two employees, Erica, you were ready to crack up, I think.
Oh, I've heard the story before, so it's just it's impressive and how the organization has grown and what Betty has contributed to NeighborWorks Umpqua and to the community and developing so much incredible housing and creating this organization that does so much wonderful stuff for our community.
So, Betty, when was it that you retired?
I retired in 2015, so about 6 years ago. And then when there was a turnover in leadership in last March, and I heard there were a few issues and struggling a bit, I agreed. The board asked me if I'd come in and help. I didn't know it would be quite so all-inclusive, all-encumbering, but yeah, I came back and helped.
So, what was the process for seeking a new leader?
Well, actually, the board did a nationwide search. We had a search entity helping us, looking all over, put word out through community development entities all over the nation. And they interviewed some from Ohio and I don't remember exactly, Washington, D.C., all over. But when Erica threw her name in, it's like, oh, man, this is perfect.
And how long did the process take to get to that point?
Probably close to 6 months. First kind of figuring out what we could handle, what developing the search. We also needed to find a new CFO, financial officer, and so that was first. Got her in place in April, and then the board could really focus on the CEO.
So, Erica, talk about your career background. What all have you done?
Sure. So I actually studied public health in college, and on my way out of college, I found a job part-time at a mortgage company, and that just stuck. I stayed there for quite a while and came from a part-time processor to a partner in the business, and ran that organization in Oregon and Washington and a little bit in Minnesota for a number of years until I decided that that business just didn't serve my soul the way I needed it to, and came across an ad for the Homeownership Center director at NeighborWorks Umpqua, and it just seemed to check all the boxes. It had my the areas of expertise that I had, but also had the opportunity to really serve the need that I had in my heart to help people.
So when did you begin working at NeighborWorks?
It was in January of 2019, and 2019 or 2018? Boy, I can't even remember now. 2.5 years ago, almost 3 years ago. And I found this ad and I applied for the position. And in fact, I was originally declined. They told me that they weren't sure that I was the right fit for the position. And so I came back and I said, no, I actually think I am. Can you know what? Tell me what you think I should do differently, and I'll do it. And they said, maybe you should come in for an interview. And it's history from there.
So you must have a little bit of drive in there somewhere.
Yes, indeed. Yes, I knew that that's where I belonged, and I was going to do what it took to get there.
So when you went to work for NeighborWorks, did you already live in Roseburg?
I did, yes. My husband and I were looking for a place that we could build a family. We wanted to live someplace that was a community, that was small, where we could feel like we knew people and we belonged, and that we could have an impact on the direction that the community went and help the community grow and flourish. And so we spent some time looking around Oregon and a little bit in Washington to figure out what made sense for us. And Roseburg felt like the place. And conveniently, we have family here anyway, so that worked out nicely. And we've been here since 2015.
So talk about your beginning couple of years at NeighborWorks and what you were responsible for.
Sure. So as the Homeownership Center director, I oversaw all of our homeownership services. That included our home repair rehab program and our homeownership counseling and education, as well as our financial education. So we were helping people to not only get into homes, but then to maintain those homes sustainably and to be able to keep those homes for the length of the life of the home, that they were able to keep them safe and in good repair.
And so that's it. That was kind of different than what you'd done.
Well, sort of. I mean, I certainly had a lot of experience in home ownership coming from the mortgage industry. And in our company, it was a small company where we focused very heavily on making sure that we were serving the needs of the customers that we were working with. So if the deal was going to make us money but not benefit our customer, we wouldn't do it. And so it was a very service-minded company that we ran, and it really wasn't that much different than what we do at NeighborWorks Umpqua, because I am focused and we are focused on serving the needs of our customers and our community first.
Now, as the years, go, sometimes you see home ownership go up, sometimes it goes down based on the real estate market and the economy. Right now, a lot of millennials not getting houses, not buying houses until later in life. What do you think the benefits are of actually owning your home?
Well, historically, home ownership has been a key sort of foundation to wealth accumulation. And without home ownership, it can be more difficult to build assets, build wealth, to create stability for yourself and for your family. So home ownership is very important, but you're right, there is an ebb and flow in the market, and we are seeing a shift in the interest in home ownership. And for that reason, we are shifting our focus a little bit right now. We're maintaining our home ownership services, but we're also really working on helping to build financial resiliency and financial education in our community, so that for those that don't choose home ownership, they have the skills and the tools that they need to be financially secure.
Especially in certain real estate markets, have you found that sometimes people buy a home that maybe they qualify for, but maybe it's a little too tight budget-wise to actually be there?
Yeah. So one of the things that our housing counselors do is review a budget and talk with our customers about what kind of a home that they can afford, and to be realistic about what's sustainable. That's a very important component, yes.
Because if you suddenly get behind there and suddenly it just becomes a swirl and it's really hard to figure a way out of that.
Yes. And for those homeowners that get into that position, that maybe didn't use our housing counseling services at first or some life circumstances have changed, we do offer some foreclosure counseling and other services to help people stay in their homes.
All right, going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. Erica Mills with us, Betty Tam as well. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1246 at News Radio 1240, KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, News Radio 1240, KQEN, Lars Larson coming at 1 o'clock. Monday, County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer will be on Inside Douglas County, working on a couple of programs at least next week, interviewing candidates for governor. So we'll have those for you part of next week's programming. Erica Mills, the incoming new CEO of NeighborWorks Umpqua, and outgoing interim CEO Betty Tam. So you're still there, though. You haven't left yet. What's your plan?
I haven't quite left. The company has some big housing projects. We just finished Deer Creek, still leasing that up out on Douglas Avenue. And there's a couple of big projects that we have funding for. I'm just going to stay part-time to help make sure those get launched and under construction and see where we go. Yeah, so help out for a while in that realm.
We're very grateful for Betty's expertise. She's been there for longer than any of us have, and she's got knowledge that we're just eager to soak up. So we're so pleased that she's here with us.
With the new housing projects coming in, ones you're working on, even other ones as well, mm-hmm. It kind of changes the amount of available housing, but we still sure have a shortage.
There's an endless need. It seems like, yeah, the vacancies are just about zero. No matter what we build, we had 300-400 applicants for our 68 units at Deer Creek, and we're going to be building 18 more units out there, and I'm sure they'll fill up just as fast. And it's endless need. And then with the disasters and the fires in Southwest Oregon, we're working on a project in the White City VA campus down there, and again, it's just heartbreaking how much need there is.
Is that project similar to what you did here at the VA?
Yes, it's very similar to Eagle Landing. In fact, I think the Veterans Administration awarded that project to us because we'd already gone through the brain damage of trying to figure that one out.
How do you feel like Eagles is doing?
Eagle Landing is wonderful. The grounds look nice. The tenancy is pretty stable. We get a lot of compliments on it. I think it's doing well.
So, Erica, as you come in, what made you go, hey, I could be the CEO?
Well, I just really love the organization, and I'm so proud of the people that work there and what we've accomplished in our community and what we've accomplished together and building a team. And I didn't want to let somebody else come in and mess it up, and I felt like I needed to step up, and you know we've all stepped up a lot lately, and I just needed to do my part to serve the organization and serve our community.
Once the opening was there, was it something you thought of right away, or did it take a while?
It took a little while. There were some rumors swirling around that I had applied for the position, and I was sort of like, no, I haven't. And then the recruiter was talking to me about what I saw was needed for a CEO, and I said, well, you know, have you thought about me, maybe? And he was like, yep, that's a great idea. And so we just took it from there.
What's it been like to take over?
It's been exciting and wonderful and so humbling and gratifying and overwhelming and terrifying at the same time. But we have great support. The board is behind me, Betty is behind me, and the staff are all very, from what I've experienced, the staff are all very supportive and encouraging. So it's been a really great experience.
So Betty, from your vantage point, what do you think this transition's been like?
I think it's going smoothly. The staff is coalescing as much more of a team, and they're sharing in the work, they're interacting. Erica has some great leadership skills. She draws out, I think, the best in people, and is very supportive of their needs. And I think she's just going to do really, really, really well.
What are your short-term plans? So what do you kind of envision getting started here?
Well, I'm super excited that we just received funding from the U.S. Treasury to build a community development financial institution. And this is something that's been in the works for a while, and we've sort of put it on pause with our fingers crossed that we'll receive this funding. And I just got the email yesterday morning, and we're very excited that this will allow us to hire the position and bring in the tools and the training that we need to launch this in our community. And it's going to be a financial tool to allow low-income individuals to have access to borrowing funds at a safer, more affordable rate than they might find from banks or predatory lenders. So I think it's going to be a wonderful addition to our suite of services.
Now, it sounds like a pretty big project.
Yes, indeed, it is a big project, but we already do lending. We already do down payment assistance and home repair loans. So this is just an extension of what we've already done, but in a slightly different way that I think will offer a broader service to our community.
Are you looking at any other big things down the line?
Well, Betty already talked a little bit about some of the development that we're doing. That's very exciting. And we're also going to be continuing our work on our Financial Opportunity Center. And that is an area where we're really focusing on helping to build financial resiliency for the members of the program. And we'll be focusing in on helping our residents. I think that's an area that we may have had a little bit of a blind spot for before, which seems silly since they live in our properties. But we're going to really focus on helping to make sure that our residents are achieving the financial resiliency that we're helping the rest of the community with.
So how many employees do you have at NeighborWorks these days?
We have about 50 employees right now.
And what kinds of things are involved there? I mean, I imagine there's a lot of different types of roles.
Oh, yes. We have all the basic admin of accounting and HR, but we also have our housing counselors. We have a rehab specialist. We have a wonderful real estate development team. An asset manager, property managers, yes. We've got a great team of property managers.
Maintenance.
Yeah, so we've got a nice assortment of really dedicated, compassionate staff that I think they're all really focused on providing excellent service and working together in a meaningful way.
So for NeighborWorks, sometimes people look at that and go, what is that anyway? Mm-hmm. Because there's so many different things involved, so how does it operate in terms of, I know you have a board and all that.
Yes, we do have a board. The board weighs in on the strategic direction. And, you know, for the most part, we get to decide how we implement our programs and what programs we go after. But the board sort of lays out the broader picture of what they expect us to be accomplishing.
So, Betty, now that you're where you are in the current role and looking back, but also looking ahead, when you started, did you ever think things would evolve quite like this?
You know, it was just like one little step at a time and one little expansion. It just evolved. It's amazing to look back and see how many different programs, what we're recognized for around the nation, were really highly regarded. It's just very heartwarming to see that and to see that continue. But no, I didn't. We just took one little step and tried something else and had to often convince funders that it was the right way to go. And now a lot of the CDCs around the country do economic development and homeownership counseling, things that they didn't do. So to some extent, we led a lot of that growth and expansion and evolution.
All right, a look at NeighborWorks Umpqua there as we wrap up Inside Douglas County. Erica Bills, Betty Tam, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
1257 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team, News Radio 1240 KQEN.